Blueberry tomato, please come to order. Call roll, please.
Senator Ryan. Senator Johnson. Senator Pinchot.
Here.
Senator Ziegler.
Yep.
Senator Ryan.
Here. Order, Mr. President, first order of business. House Bill 560. That's a substitute. This is an act relating to the jurisdiction of the District Court in United States and provides for effective date. The first section raises a dollar amount from the 10th District Court for $10,000 to $50,000. Section 2 raises a dollar amount of jurisdiction of cases proceedings that are handled by magistrates from $1,000 to $5,000. Section 3 adds language to make it clear that certain liens can be filed in District Court. Section 4 makes an immediate date clause. Court system has a $255,000 fiscal note, but the House has adopted the House Judiciary zero fiscal note. There is a further referral to finance. It should be noted for the record that Chief Justice Burke opposes vehemently this bill. His reason is the raising of the dollar amount of District Court would slow the District Court and create the need for additional judges. The bill is before you for discussion, gentlemen.
Well, for starters, let me ask the chair a question.
Mm-hmm.
Said the court system would bill for either $25,000 or $30,000 if your jurisdiction wants, but above that they would maintain their objections.
My last discussion with him, which is out of our 24 hours ago, he said
the same
court system is entirely opposed to the bill.
As written.
As written, that's right.
For starters.
Well, I think if we're gonna bill, I think we ought to make this.
Bill is under discussion.
Yeah. I would think that we should lower the amount from $50,000 on page 1915 to 25.
What in essence would that really do?
But that would do.
Would it make any difference?
Yes, it would. It would make
so too.
If a case involves $50,000, the amount of money is such that it's just you're justified economically. An attorney can justify economically what's called a motion practice. In other words, filing a lot of discovery motions, motions for summary judgment, other kinds of paperwork with the court, and that is the kind of thing that goes on in Superior Court routinely and slows down in Superior Court. It's not the kind of thing that is typically happening in District Court, because the amount of money, just you simply spend so much on attorney's fees in relation to the amount you're trying to recover that it's absurd. If you raise this to $50,000, if you get a case that's worth $35,000, $40,000, $45,000, then you're going to see attorneys filing a lot of paperwork. They're going to start clogging up the district court the way they clog up Superior Court right now. If you had it at $25,000, there would be a lot less of that, and I think much of what Chief Justice Burke is objecting to would be removed. I don't know when the last time, and I suppose we could check that very quickly right now, when the last time the jurisdiction of the district court was established.
The district court jurisdiction began at state on $3,000, Mr. Chairman, if you're right, and remained so from 1972 when it was amended to the existing $10,000 max. So I assume
so then what you're talking about is maybe $25,000?
Yes, that's what I would suggest. I think inflation...
How about the $5,000, the limitations on proceedings from $1,000 to $5,000?
I don't have any real hard feelings about that one or the other. A $5,000 case in front of a magistrate, I think that's probably justified, in my opinion, Mr. Chairman. Yeah. I'm not Senator Ziegler.
It's okay.
Section 3, this is a lien, $34,000, $35,000, $430,000 to $480,000. The action may be started in substitute for House Bill 575 relating to permanent fund dividends for individuals incarcerated after conviction for a felony. It is the intent of the chair, if it's agreeable with the committee and the committee passes this committee substitute, that we're going to put in a concurrent resolution asking to change the title. If that is accepted in the House, we will change the title and put this bill out under committee substitute. If not, the bill will not.
Why don't you tell us what the committee substitute is?
You want to go for it, Fritz?
Well, basically, taking permanent fund dividends away from those who happen to be incarcerated, this takes their permanent fund dividends away if there has been an order entered by the judge who sentenced them requiring that they pay restitution to the victim or some other entity for their criminal act.
Almost like a bit of attention.
Somewhat, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it goes directly to the victim, right?
Yes, it would not necessarily apply in every case. There would be some cases where the judge would perhaps not order restitution. But if a person, let's say, commits an assault or a rape or a murder, and is going to do some serious time, a judge can certainly order. I don't know, my experience on a parole board, there were a lot of restitution orders. They weren't worth the paper they were written on because the victim never got any money from these guys. Because they got out or they didn't get out, it was just nobody tracked them down. Nobody ever tried to get it recovered. So
now, the question that I have, and I think it's significant, but I don't know what they do about it. If the person, every person in order to receive a permanent fund dividend must apply for it, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, now what if this person decides he doesn't want to apply
for it? So for the next 20 years, he's going to pay him off his debt.
Right. And he says, well, how about it? And he says, well, how about it? I'm not going to do it. Why do we do that, Prince? Is there a way we can get him anyway?
I think there was. If you look at page 2, line 3, Mr. Chairman, it provides for a special.
Good. That's an unsatisfied order of restitution operates as an application for dividends. Right. Yeah. There we got it. That's what I wanted. Very true. Very good.
Good way to do it.
Right. I think so, too. I like this approach, and I think I can move forward with it without any problems. So if it's agreeable with the committee, I'll go ahead and put this concurrent resolution in tomorrow and ask them to take it up to special ordinance.
Is it your intent to talk to
her? I already have.
And she said she'd be satisfied.
She said she'd see. I'm sure there are the people around that will confirm with her and tell her what's transpired today. And if she wants a line-by-line understanding of it, or analysis of it, I'm sure we can make somebody available to talk to her about prison.
We have to, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So what's the committee's opinion? Senator Pettijohn, you've been bird dogging this, and I'd be guided by your opinion.
Well, I'll move the bill out as the committee substitute. I move adopt the Senate Committee Substitute Judiciary.
The concurrent resolution with the title change?
Yes.
Right. Is there an objection by the committee? I have an interest in it, but most of it is negative. No, I think I've expressed myself previously is that I'm a chicken hawk. One day I'm a chicken, and the next day I'm a hawk. Just depends on what the headlines say. Richard?
How about the Eastern PR one?
HJR one? Well, that was returned from the floor. It was been on the floor.
I guess we haven't heard from Senator Josephson on Senate Bill 246 about revising the corporations code. That's a dead letter this year.
Senate Bill 246?
So, and there's going to be a proposal from the Alaska Bar Association or some. That's the last time.
Yes.
Just
gonna have to steal one. Vegas.
He really wants to be.
But half serious.